John, and welcome to the Post Sermon Podcast. I am Deacon Stalia, and with me today is Vicar Allen.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing today?
Doing okay.
All right, so today we are discussing your sermon from today, and today is Ash Wednesday. We just had our 12 o'clock service, and this is before the 7 o'clock one. So, Vicar, can you please tell us what was the text that your sermon was based on?
Yeah, the text I used is from our Old Testament text. It comes from the prophet Joel, chapter 2, where he is going into speaking about this return. You know, there's this famine, plague that has happened, and the people are suffering. And it's a call of repentance, calling people back to the Lord. But the way he's doing it is a little bit different because it's speaking more about God's grace, speaking that God is gracious and merciful, and he's the one that is going to bring you out of this situation. He's the one that's going to give you a blessing. And so Joel's call for repentance has a lot more to do with God's graciousness and just his love and his covenant faithfulness towards his people.
Very good. Yeah, I love how you started out the sermon with just a story from your church, right? Can you just briefly summarize how you started out the sermon?
Yeah, I begin with talking about a member that is part of my home congregation. We've known him for many years. He's a mechanic. And just one of the qualities that I remember about him is that he never shook anyone's hand. He would acknowledge and just say hi, you know, but he would never shake anyone's hand. And there came a time when I actually found out why. And I remember this interaction that he had with my pastor and just kind of the difficulties that he had because he would be conscious about his hands being dirty because of his work. And so he just didn't want anyone to, you know, just have dirty hands after shaking his hand. So, you know, he just kind of stuck to himself. He was pretty quiet. And but it's just one of those really fascinating moments. And I thought it'd be a great opportunity to share that story today.
Yeah. And can I ask why you wanted to include this image within your story of dirty hands? Like, why did you decide to go with that?
So, of course, Joel is calling upon us for repentance. But even the life of a Christian today, how do we do repentance? Through confession, absolution. And we know that's not done just once and for all. It's done. No, we are sinful creatures that sin in thought, word, and deed, knowingly and unknowingly. And so just like how our hands get dirty every time, just like the mechanic, how his hands got dirty every time we worked on a car, I just wanted to make that story real for us and kind of show how our repentance is so important into the life of the Christian. And Ash Wednesday is one of those days where we get to take a step back and we get to reflect on our life. And just the prophet Joel's words are just so powerful here, to repent to the Lord, to a God who is so gracious.
It would be fair to say that these dirty hands of that mechanic can be compared, you know, in a way to our hearts that are, I believe you use the phrase, are clogged with sin. That stuck with me.
Yeah, so the prophet Joel is saying to rend your heart instead of your clothes. There's a fascinating scene when Jesus is on trial and the high priest rips open his clothes out of hearing this blasphemy. So this was something that was carried out in the Jewish tradition to kind of show something blasphemous, something sinful has happened, and it was a cry out to help to God. But over here, Joel is saying, instead of tearing your clothes, rend your heart. You know, rend your heart over to the Lord. And that is something that is really difficult for us to do. Because if we are living in the sinful nature, that means our heart is going to many different places. You know, some of the things that we love in this world, you know, we usually say we love this with all our hearts. We might love an icon or somebody famous or, you know, in just in many different ways. We love with our heart. And rend our hearts to our Lord is to completely put that aside and to just give it into his hands. Where is that full repentance comes in?
Oh, so this idea of rending our hearts, I mean, this means just recognizing that, or I guess it goes with the call to repentance. And how often do we love or serve the creature instead of loving and serving the creator, right? That can be something we can recognize, that this conversation makes me think of the gospel, what Jesus says at the end about, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal, for where your treasure is in your heart will be also. So that's a really cool connection there, where I think that the prophet Joel and what he was saying and then what Jesus is saying in the gospel, there's a lot of similarities.
To rend our hearts to God, it's only done through Christ. He's the one that brings us back, right? I use the image of baptism, where we were washed completely clean. Our sins were washed away from our hearts. And Christ is the one that brings our hearts back to him. And so if our hearts are back with him, you know, there is a blessing that comes from that. And so instead of having the things that we like and enjoy in our hearts, to find that delight and joy in the Lord. And this is one of those opportunities during this time of Lent for us to, like I said before, to step back and to find the joy and delight in God's grace.
Thinking about you preaching the sermon and on this text, and that it is Ash Wednesday, I guess my question for you is, what is the significance of Ash Wednesday for us as Christians? Why is it good to remember our death?
The truth that all of us encounter is that we will die one day. We have experienced it with our loved ones, and probably we're looking ahead to ourselves. And this is just the truth of reality. The original sin that has been that we have inherited shows us that reality. And so one day we will all die. And Genesis just comes back and resonates with us, reminds us of the reality that we were created from dust and to dust we will return. Even though we face that reality, we don't face that reality empty. We are filled with the hope that Christ gives us, that even though we are going to die one day, we will be raised. Just Romans 6 is coming back to my head, that don't you know that you have been baptized into his death, and just as you have been joined into a death like his, you will join in a resurrection like his. And it's just this beautiful understanding that even though the law is there, we will die one day, but we also know the grace and the hope that we have in Christ is still there, and that we go into this Lent season in repentance, yes, but we also go in as a time to reflect and to remember what Christ has done for us. We go in with the hope that Christ has given to us, that not only will we join in his death, but also join in his resurrection.
Yeah, I love that. It's not that Ash Wednesday is just, it reminds us of our death, period, and that's it. Like, that we stop with the more, or, you know, we talk a lot of the fasting, the mourning, the weeping. We are very much remembering the effects of sin on all of the world and on ourselves. But it, you know, what are the ashes on our forehead? What do they look like? They're a cross, right? So from death to life, right? That we're connected, like you said, joined to Christ, you know, through our baptism, and his death is connected to his resurrection. So our death is connected to that eternal life in him.
Right. I in a Bible study where I was talking about the Holy Spirit, there's this imagery that came up where we talked about God breathed once and life came. The dust that God had formed, God breathed into that and life came. But there was a second time when God breathed. It was when Jesus had resurrected and breathed on his disciples and gave them the Great Commission. And so there's this beautiful imagery for us to think about. The same dust that God breathed in the beginning in Genesis, God has breathed that same breath on us again. You know, in that time, we were dead to sin, but God breathed one more time, and we received the breath of life again. And that is the hope that we kind of live in, this beautiful imagery of how we live our lives in faith and in the Spirit, knowing that we still carry that breath of life. And that is the breath of life that we will have during the resurrection.
That's a really cool connection. I love that with the breath of God. One other thing I wanted to mention from your sermon, I love how you had talked about like God's judgment over our sin, right? But then you connected to the prophet Joel, and just this is just quoting from verse 13 after you'd mentioned rend your hearts and not your garments, but just how it says, return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. So, I don't know, this contrast, right, between God's judgment over sin, which we see very clearly, right, but how much more is God's mercy, which of course is found, you know, in sending his son, Jesus, to die for us.
Yeah, I bring that up in my sermon that we're not the only ones that are repenting. The word that is used in our text, relent, I was looking at the original text, that also stands for repentance. And so there's this repentance, or this God turning away from his judgment. He does not want to cast his judgment on his creation.
So it's the same word?
Yeah, it's used.
Wow, interesting.
Used in that way. And so God is also turning away from that. He's turning away from his judgment. He wants us to live and have life. That is what God's will is for us. And so we get to hear not only his grace in this text, but we also get to hear a little bit about God's heart too. You know, it's not only our repentance and our heart in the midst of that, but also God's heart for us, you know, that he turns away from his judgment. And where does he do that? I bring in the sermon, that's at the cross. Where Christ is the one that fulfilled that demand that God had, that demand for us to rend our hearts, and God turned away from that, and so now we do our repentance not into death but into eternal life.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I don't know if you know off the top of your head, but that word, so relents over disaster, or God repents, like that's in other parts of the Old Testament, right? So it's like you almost get glimpses of this, but then the full picture of God turning from judgment to his mercy is, of course, like you had said, seen on the cross of Jesus.
Right. The judgment that was supposed to be cast on us, he cast it on his son, so that we can have that eternal life. And that is just a beautiful thing that Joel's bringing up in the midst of, again, the people are suffering during his time, and but there is a message of hope.
All right. Well, thank you, Vicar. Thought this was a great conversation. I'm looking forward to hearing your sermon for a second time tonight. Pastor Adam is actually here too with us. Pastor, what is the cool announcement you have for Post-Sermon Podcast?
Hi, Deaconess. We have some bonus content coming out. So later this week, we'll have an episode that we're currently calling An Under Shepherd. And this is where we have guest pastors on the show, and we talk with them about a sermon they preached. These are lengthier episodes than our typical Post-Sermon Podcast episodes, because we actually put the sermon audio into the podcast, and we reflect on hearing the gospel through another under shepherd of Christ. And so it'll be kind of fun to have different folks on as we try out these bonus episodes.
The first episode, we are talking to Pastor Jeff Smith, who is a pastor over at St. Paul's in Cleveland, who I've known since college, and you went to seminary with him.
Yep.
So it's been kind of fun. Not only are we interviewing pastors, but we're also interviewing friends. So we'll kind of hear a little bit of that in the podcast episode.
Yeah, absolutely. And so these bonus episodes, they are going to be infrequent. And as we get them recorded and put out, and so this sermon from Pastor Smith, I think actually comes from January, is when he preached it, and we recorded this just a couple weeks ago. And so, yeah, here we go. The first episode of Ann Under Shepherd will be coming out.
Yeah, Friday. So if you have like a long car ride coming up or a long walk or run, or just break up the episodes because it's worth it listening to the whole thing.
Yeah,
but or, I know they're
if
longer.
If you want to hear a voice other than ours, we are providing that opportunity for you. Yeah,
that is true.
Yep.
And different sermons, which...
There you go.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, this wraps up the episode for today. Thank you for listening to our discussion. In case you missed the sermon or you'd like to listen to it again, the link to the sermon's in the show notes. And you can also find the sermon on our church website, stjohndublin.org. If you, the listener, would like to submit a question about a sermon, please email us at podcast@stjohndublin.org. So thank you, Ricker, for joining me and for feeding us the word this week.
Thank you.
All right, bye, you guys. Take care.